found it. I found the connection. This is so much bigger than what I thought there was. You need to come in here right now. We need to set up a protective barrier. No, no, I do not have the time to tell you why. Just help me with this. The ghost also needs to be here, right here, in this spot. Mm-hmm. We need to put this around in a circle about this big. Now! What is happening? What is this?
Please just tell me.
I know this can be a little bit confusing. I can feel your energy all over the place. Just hold on. We need to put this up before.
Before what?
What is happening? This is starting to make me freak out. I don't like this. I don't like this at all. I know, I get that she'll tell me when she's done, but
Okay, two more protective statues, and then we can talk. Please, I just need to put them up. It won't be long. Just hold on. There. This should do it. Now, the protective circle is up. Let me just sit down, and I'll tell you why I needed this done now.
You better tell me.
I mean us. This is so confusing. Why such a rush? What could be dangerous that this fire? I know I need to calm down, but I want to know what's going on. I can't really calm down until I know. If I could only, like, touch you or be held or something. I feel so...
Oh, this is very difficult to say. But from what I found out, our ghost here is not, it is just very hard to convey.
I'm scared. Is it really that bad? Are we going to get hurt? I know I'm a ghost, but the way she worded it, it sounds like something bad is going to happen. What do you think it is? Because right now, it could be anything. Since I exist, what else is out there? No, I have not experienced anything bad that I can remember. But now I'm not so sure anymore.
So, the thing is, our ghost here is not dead. Which is quite unbelievable, since, well, she's a ghost, but still alive? For now. Yes, I did say she's alive for now. That is why I was so stressed with getting up the protective barrier.
Huh? How is that even possible? I'm a ghost, yet I'm still alive? How can a ghost be alive? Shouldn't that be more like undead then? Or is there something I'm not getting?
I don't know what this means or how this is possible. It shouldn't be. Right?
This came as a shock to me as well. I've never dealt with something like this before, so it's a little bit of a shock. But that's just how it is. This is quite tricky to explain. I will try my best to get through all of this, but at least now, at this moment, we're safe. But I don't want to think about what would happen if the circle was broken around us. Please try not to think too much about it at this moment, at this time. You want answers? But please just focus them around our friend here, the ghost. I know more about her than about... Yes. So, please, ask away. From the information I could get from all the energies here in this apartment, our friend went missing from the land of the living. Maybe about a month before you moved in. When she went missing, people just forgot about her. It was like she was never even born. Yes, that is probably why this place was rented out with the inventory. It probably just belonged to her.
So a lot of this stuff is mine? These things are really nice, too. I mean, I got great taste, but... Wait. Hold on. How could everyone forget me? Even my family? Please, ask about my family.
There is not much trace of family in the energies of this apartment, so it could be that they weren't that close, they could be deceased, or maybe just live far away and haven't visited her here. There's no way for me to know that for sure, since my information is, well, limited.
So, since no one remembers me, that's why we couldn't find anything. Yeah, I get it. But what can we do? What happened? Can we fix it? I'm so happy you're the one who rented my place. It's been very lonely.
As for the name of the ghost, I don't know. So, even with all the memories and feelings I went through, there is no mention of a name. Not really that strange. But what I can tell you is this disappearing happened after she turned 25. She had a lovely time with some friends over. Only one of them I wouldn't really call a friend. Or not anymore, at least. So the individual was very jealous of our ghost hair and gave her a curse disguised as a gift. A curse that attracted a very powerful demon. I don't understand why. Maybe it was the magical property in the pendant, or it was just wanted to do something evil.
So I got a pendant from someone I thought was a friend and got cursed? I don't understand how. Did I just put the jewelry on and poof, I'm a ghost? Or did the demon do that?
I don't even know the specific of the curse itself, but I do know that the demon made some changes. From what I understood, the original curse was just going to give her bad luck and make it almost impossible to fall asleep. The changes made, it made her body fall asleep and just tossed the spirit out of it. So essentially that's how she became a ghost. And the demon took her body and has put it in another plane of existence, maybe for some kind of safekeeping. It could have some plans for what to do with her. But the only snag here is, as soon as you were able to hear her, the body is trying to wake up. So what we need to do is get the body from who knows where, so that the ghost can reunite with it. Because if we are unable to do that, the ghost will perish, no longer exist at all, just gone. As for the body, it could become possessed by either another ghost or the demon itself. So what we need now is a plan, because I am fairly sure that the demon may appear. So whatever we decide, we need to be very, very careful.